My favorite congresswoman is on the phone, Congresswoman Corrine Brown.
Good morning. And
good morning. She represents the 5th District in Florida, which includes Orlando.
Yes.
She's been representing for the last 24 years.
That's
Congresswoman,
correct. Yes.
You've been to Orlando. You've seen what's happened. Describe Orlando before and after the shooting.
Well, you know, when you think about Orlando, you think about an international city, sophisticated, but it is also a family. When you think of One Love, the community has come together. It's unbelievable how everybody, one team, one fight, that's what you think about Orlando. And also, keeping in mind, safe. Orlando is safe. What has failed Orlando has been the elected officials, the Congress. You know, when these incidents happen, we do a minute of silent prayer. Now, I believe in prayer, but then after you pray, what are you going to do? And we have done absolutely nothing, and it is totally not acceptable. You know, the rest of the world are looking at us in the United States. Look at why do these incidents keep happening? Why? And it is clear, these are domestic terrorists. How can you be on the no-fly list and you can walk out and go to a place and buy a gun, an automatic rifle that can kill 200 people in a matter of minutes? That makes
only
no sense.
Only in America. Only in America.
No common sense. None. Mm.
So, Congresswoman Brown, today the Senate is going to have some gun bills go up as in the wake of what happened last week in Orlando, as well as some of the other cities like Sandy Hook Elementary School. What do you think is going to happen as a result of these bills coming up for consideration?
Well, you know, the Bible said, to whom is God is given much, much is expected. I expect them to do something. I've got to have that expectation. You talk about the gun lobbyists. Your constituents, our number one job is to protect our constituents. Now, in 94, I voted for the ban. There is no reason why, and this has nothing to do with your ability to protect your family or have a gun to go hunting, but you have no reason to have a gun that could kill and send out 200 rounds in less than, you know, a couple of minutes. It makes no sense.
Was that a consideration, or I should say, was that a conversation when you were on the plane with President Obama and Senator Rubio? Was there any discussion?
The president said to us was that it was very difficult to continue to, you know, meet with the families, and he talked about the families, and you know, it's just really tough, and it's very hard. And he's had to do it over and over again. Now, let me just say that the Friday was 1 year from the Charleston, South Carolina killing where 9 people was killed. Mm-hmm. If the 3-day waiting period had been enforced, he would not have gotten that gun. So it clearly, the FBI said that they need more than 3 days. You should give them whatever they need. Mm-hmm. You know, you should not be able to walk in and just buy a gun and you're on a no-fly list.
But we go over this every time.
Absolutely.
They counted the number of times that the president has made the same speech. It's like 16, right, Sid?
Yes.
Yeah, wow. Absolutely. But Orlando has been the worst in the history, 49 people at one time. The worst.
Wow.
49. But you know what? Someone mentioned how in Chicago, 9 people was killed during the weekend. And this is every weekend.
Right.
These are homegrown incidents that we need to do something about it. And when I was coming up, they used to have something called Mod Squad. You probably don't remember that. But they sent in a team of people to go to an area and stay there and try to turn the situation around. That needs to happen.
And where does that start? Is that a local thing? Does it come down from the Congress providing money for that?
Yeah, absolutely. But also request. I mean, you know, with leadership comes some responsibility.
And we're not holding our leaders to the fire, their feet to the fire that way.
Absolutely. Either. We have proven that we can elect people. Now we got to prove we can make them accountable.
Right.
All right. Congresswoman Corrine Brown.
Thank you, Congresswoman. Keep up the great work.
All right. Thank you.
She's been keeping up the great work for the last 24 years. Corrine Brown, my favorite.